Coach, how do teams in the Summit play, and how can it add to this team's development over the next 2 days?
You know, I haven't watched a lot of the teams in the Summit this year. South Dakota State, I watched, you know, obviously North Dakota just got off like a Dakota Challenge playing South Dakota State, South Dakota, and North Dakota State. And all those three teams are really well coached. They run great stuff. You know, I think for us, North Dakota, they present a lot of challenges just because of the way they, offensively with Rabacha having the pick and pop five, them being able to play five out. Also, you know, with Nero, with Tyree, number four, the freshman point guard, being able to attack the basket and play one-on-one and use their speed to push the ball in transition. And then defensively, you know, they do a great job on hard showing, on ball screen coverage. They're really connected. You know, so I think it's a, you know, they play similar to a Valley team if I had to, you know, say anything, you know, in terms of comparing them. But it'll definitely be a challenge for us.
Do you feel like the team is ahead of schedule? You know, it's only been a few games, but you played really well every single game, and with mostly being freshmen and sophomores on the floor.
I think we're, you know, improving. You know, I don't know if we ever put a schedule out in terms of we wanted to be 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, anything like that. We want our young guys to continue to get better every single game, and we want to put ourselves in position to win every single game we play in. You know, and like I said before, I'm happy with these guys' practice habits and how they approach practice every single day. And just that maturity aspect for a young team, I think, sometimes is difficult. And they haven't been bored with the process. They've been really embracing it. And even with Duquesne getting canceled, came back and had great practices through the week.
I know rebounding has been a point of emphasis for the team, not just this year, but also last year. Aside from that, though, how have you liked your team's presence in the post?
Well, I think it's by committee. Anthony, Kyler, Siku, you know, Marcus sometimes gets down there, Jacoby, all those guys have done a great job. You know, we got to continue to block out all five guys. You know, I've always said that's not, you know, the fives or the fours or any of those responsibility to rebound the ball. The guards got to come rebound down. Everyone's got to have physical blockouts. You know, and then we just got to continue to, I think, you know, get the ball inside. I think when we throw it inside, good things happen. So offensively, I think we can improve on that, excuse me, on that aspect as well.
And the last one for me, Coach, you know, you've shot three really well this year in just the three games you played. When your team is rolling on cylinders, all cylinders, when it's realized its full potential, how big of a part is the three in your system?
You know, we're not a team that's going to live by the three, die by the three kind of thing, but I think it spreads the floor for us. You know, we have a bunch of guys who can make shots, and I think that allows us to be able to attack the basket and get paint touches, you know, and so in that aspect, it's very important because, you know, it keeps defenses honest, they can't sag off us, and it really helps our spacing offensively.